I've taken issue with this situation in years past that North Dakota State government does. They take your money, they funnel it through one of their commissions, and then they give it to an industry to run ads to inform you. So you're informing yourself through your tax dollars, which, quite frankly, I don't think is necessary. Dare I say, even appropriate, especially when some of these industries have enough of their own reserves to do that kind of legwork themselves. But here we are all over again doing this one more time at least, because the Industrial Commission in North Dakota just last week pushed ahead with a carbon management education program to the tune of $300,000. This was approved through the commission, but before that was allocated in budgets by the North Dakota legislature. Now, since then, there's been a number of them that have come out and said, yeah, I don't agree with this. In fact, some of them are saying we didn't know this was even in there. That's an issue on their own behalf. But I want to find out from somebody that watches this sort of thing, North Dakota Watchdog Network, Dustin Gubberlow, friend of the show, joining us right now on Afternoons Live. Dustin, welcome back to the show.
Good to be back, Tyler.
This, there's so many different paths to go down here. And I know that there is some people that are watching a major project having very contentious conversations around. But I want to focus in about this type of process of taking tax dollars and then basically running an ad campaign through certain media firms to really just push a narrative. As some people say, it's propaganda. Your take on this from the conservative side.
Well, yeah, it's straight up propaganda, and you know, to just give a little bit of background, this was part of what was passed last session, and if you go back to even further to 2021, because one of the things that are being spread about this is that, well, this is coming from the coal severance tax that is levied on the industry itself, or the oil tax. And it's important to remember that in 2021, the coal severance tax was reduced by 80% on a five-year temporary basis, but they did not reduce the dollars that were being spent out of the fund. And so that created a situation where the general fund and the general public was actually subsidizing that industry and their research council, because when the tax from that was going to that research council was reduced, but the spending was not, it became essentially a general fund expenditure, whether they want to admit it or not. And so all of these things, they really are they try to weasel their way into saying, well, the industries pay so much tax, so that tax should go to benefiting them. Well, that's a heck of a deal that I think everybody else in the state would like. Uh-huh. I equate it kind of to TIF districts at the local level, where you're able to use your taxes to pay for your infrastructure while the rest of the taxpayers cover the cost of, you know, general government that you're using. And so all of these ways to pigeonhole money, this is just another way that they're doing it. And obviously, they refuse to accept and admit that this is designed to promote the Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline, but we all know that that is what this is about.
I don't think it's very far of a walk to get to that conclusion. You know, one way or another on where people stand on for it, against it, anything in between. This is not necessary. This is not good government. And I take a step back to the Petroleum Council. I take a step back to the Lake Night Council. And Dustin, I know that you've done some things like this as well. You try to get open records requests on how things are spent. And I tried to do just that through these open records that I requested. I think it was like 2017-18. I want to know how much money was spent. I'll use the Petroleum Council. How much money was spent through your North Dakota oil can campaign? And they came back, and the Late Night Council saying, that's proprietary information. You're not getting an answer. Well, that was taxpayer money. And don't we have a right to know who you were giving that money to and how it was spent? Because we are the ones that actually wrote the check, but denied. And that lack of transparency enrages me.
And it all goes back to the appropriators and the legislators that approved it. And then the Industrial Commission, in this case, that then issued the grant. When they create a grant and they don't have requirements that information be public and that the spending be itemized, there's no way to get to it. That's why they make it a grant and not a outright appropriation, because an appropriation would be subject to open records. But when they make it a grant or an appropriation by grant, which are, this is a distinction that, you know, regular people don't understand. This is how government hides things. Then they are able to prevent the public from knowing where that is. And in this case, we've now got a $300,000 grant that's gone to A2S, which is an engineering firm that is all of a sudden in the business of marketing and communications. Mm-hmm. Oddly enough, apparently we're building a new Odyssey that way. And one of the subcontractors to this grant is Scott Hennin. And so we're now funding your opposition, your competition, at least.
Well, that's giving them more credit. Money. That's giving them more credit. You just had more ears here about the product than that are actually on the product at any given time.
Right.
But there's a level of hypocrisy in that. And you have the self-proclaimed conservatives saying, we got to cut on government spending. We got to shrink this. And we got to take the axe to this. And then I was, oh, wait, I can get money to bolster up and subsidize my own line. Get me all I can. And that level of hypocrisy doesn't go checked enough. People just don't find out about it. And Dustin, I think of what you're getting at is it's due in large part of the way in which the state operates. They're saying these are grants. These are not, you know, appropriation with any accountability to it. Does this change it? Because there's lawmakers right now saying, well, look, I didn't even know this was in the budget.
Yeah, and this was obviously snuck into a different bill, probably related to the Clean and Sustainable Energy Fund, which is another slush fund designed to look like it is supporting the green energy movement when it's actually designed to bolster the traditional energy, but at the same time promoting the sort of carbon agenda that conservatives don't like. So this is one of those weird areas where the far left and the far right actually agree, and it is the squishy middle that is the problem, because it's the people in the middle that believe that they have to spend all this taxpayer money in order to prop up the industries, while the people on both the left and right understand that this is corporate cronyism, this is corporate welfare, and it's not a place for government to be taking money out of the you know, general fund or any other fund to be promoting one particular project or one particular industry from another. And so long term, what we need to see is more diligence on the appropriations committees, also on when it comes to the floor, these things. And maybe now that we've gotten past this idea of the OMB budget being the catch-all, we'll have a little bit more of this. But there's going to need to be a lot more scrutiny to these issues.
Yeah, I think you're spot on with pretty much everything you said, that there's got to be more scrutiny. They've got to change what the requirements are for these type of appropriations. I don't know, and I don't understand why we can make a claim that, well, we're taxing this industry, then we'll give it back to them by actually just funneling it through and then doing an ad campaign through some friends of ours to pat them on the back, because things aren't as easy, I guess, doing it in the capitalistic free market side for some of them. Mm-hmm. I hope that this one, albeit I think there are some fault on lawmakers. Now, full disclosure, I talked to a few of them. I reached out to Jeff Magrum, who I know is very vocal on this issue. I have not heard back from him yet. But maybe this is the moment that finally, like you say, the far right, the far left seem to come to agreement here about some things that we've been trying to light on for a while, Dustin.
Yeah. And, you know, the folks that talk about less government tend to be the ones that, you know, are doing that to get elected. There's a lot of pandering on these issues going on. You can't be for less government and then also be for taking tax dollars and supporting any industry over other industries, or any industry at all, whether it is over one industry or another, because at the end of the day, we should be getting government out of the way of all the industries rather than using government to benefit anybody in particular.
That leads me to one final question that just came to mind here. We talk about this grant, and I know that you mentioned another ad firm who's changed ownership, but I understand why you bring that up. But there was all this chatter about bid process and really the lack thereof in a bidding process. You can, yes, have an informal thing come out for like 7 minutes, but if you don't know it's there and then it's closed, there's ways of which that's been abused by people that have tried to get in contracts with state government. Did this go through the regular bidding process? Because you mentioned AE2S and all the other ones that are lining their pockets and are hypocrites. But did this go through a regular process?
They did have at least 3 weeks of bidding process, which is better than some cases. And the other firm that put in an offer was the public affairs company out of Minneapolis, which, in the name of full disclosure, I've done work for in the past. And so there were at least two options in this case, but it's very obvious that the Petroleum Council, Lignite Council, and those entities were already getting AE2S ready for the bid, and that the bid was based, and the RFP was really designed for them. And oddly enough, one of the requirements of the bid was that the Petroleum Council and Lignite Council must offer letters of support for the bidder. And so the public affairs company out of Minneapolis didn't have those letters of support because those entities already had picked who they wanted. And so while there was a quote-unquote open bidding process, it was still kind of rigged.
I'm not shocked to hear the path of how this came to be, and now I even understand further why you said it's like that new type of ad firm with all the other ins and outs of those, as I would dare say, good old boy network that Doug Burgum said he was going to break up and now seems to be a part of. Dustin, I always appreciate it. What I missed before I let you go?
Just keep up on this issue. Check out watchingnd.com and keep an eye out for these situations. More and more I'm seeing government trying to hide things. Just today you saw this issue with the Fargo trying to limit public input at their meetings, and apparently they've done a 180 real quick on that. Mm-hmm. But that's been going on a lot lately. These entities are afraid of the public input and people speaking out, and they need to understand that if you don't let people speak up on these issues, eventually they will turn on the very people that are in charge. And that may be a good thing, but that's not a reason to close off government to them.
No, especially when you're a public official that has to take answers from the public that's actually your boss. I'll pick that up after I get a weather update. Dustin, my friend, it's always good to check on. We'll chat again soon, all right?
Sounds good.
All right, Dustin Goverlow again, the North Dakota Watchdog Network. Your thoughts at 35270. Hypocrites. I mean, that's as polite as I can put it. They'll pound the keyboard. They'll shout into a microphone saying, less government. Everybody else is feeding off the trough. And then it turns out they got backroom deals to make sure that they're lining their pockets with the same money they don't want any of you to have. Hypocrites. I'll explain more when we come back here on Afternoons Live.